Blog Talk Radio.
The radio show talking about the threat to the UK and world through creeping Sharia, Sharia law, Islamization, Islamists, and political correctness. These issues and more will be discussed on the East Anglian EDL radio show, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 8:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, for a great dose of information, insight, and telling it like it is. This show does not hold back as it delves into the issues that affect England and the Western world. Thank you for joining East Anglian's EDL radio show as we share our voices and welcome yours too.
Not just coming down the road, but we're coming across the airwaves. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the East Anglians EDL radio show, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. And the co-host of the show tonight is, Vapo Girl, Kel, a.k.a. Red Fox, Shaking Baby. It's Kel. Welcome, Kel.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you today?
Not too
Nothing
bad.
Nothing thick but the bacon here, baby.
No.
Bacon.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, every time Carol comes into the studio, she's got a different name, and I had to laugh because we was having a bit of fun last night with some of these crazy Islamic names, Muslim names, and of course, now Carol's put beside her name there, Shaking Baking Shams.
Well, his name is Sheikh Shams. I mean, come on. How could you not make fun of a name like, that? Poor fella. But he got teased in school, too.
It's not our fault they got names like that, is it, Kel? Is it? It's not our fault they got names like that.
They always sound so... Do you notice that they always sound like really angry names? Angry. Angry names.
You can imagine him shouting the name out.
How do you do? My name is Mohammed.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. It's true, though, isn't it? It's, they do. Their names
are really
ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. But even the woman's names are miserable.
If you check some of these people's names out, as though those names are created because they're angry people.
Oh, absolutely. They're all miserable-sounding. and put the guttural accent on them. Yes. So there you go, shaking bacon shams. There we go. So that's who I am today.
There you go.
Shaking and I'm baking.
Well, as I say, we've had a big turn, you know, a big facelift, haven't we, of Blog Talk Radio. It happened yesterday, actually, and everybody's still getting used to it. And our phone number, our host phone number's changed as well in the studio. So there's been lots of things going on, you know, in the background. And all of a sudden, it come live yesterday, and we was like, take it back a bit. Not sure. There's little drop-down things on it, ladies and gentlemen. And we get confused if we linger too much over something or we move away, it just closes up and we end up on wrong pages. So it's going to take time to get used. But it does look really quite cool, though. Apart from we've got to work it out.
It's just trying. It's trying to stay on the drop-down menu to get into the studio. It took me 5 minutes. I kept hovering over and it kept disappearing. Yeah. It was driving me nuts.
That's the problem, isn't it, girl? I know I've come across different websites that's very similar like that. So I know you've got to hang about a little bit more. You've got to make sure you stay there. Slowly drop down to where you want to go. Then you click over to that. You've got to be careful you don't shake.
Absolutely,
but,
I know.
That's the thing, you know, once they upgrade the Blog Talk Radio. But as I say, ladies and gentlemen, you notice how much, you know, it looks crisp. It looks pretty cool. There's some new things that's been added to it. Things that me and Carol, and many of you who's hosting out there, it will take us a little bit of time, but it's like anything. Once we've found out how it all works, or the whistles and the feedbobs on it, we'll get it worked out, and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a little time,
and it just took a little longer. It took longer to load the show as well. Usually, when we book the show, it loads right practically like within seconds, but today it seemed to take its sweet time. It didn't load until like 5 minutes after we scheduled it.
It's quite disconcerting, actually, early, because I checked and we didn't have no shows booked. Oh,
freaking out. Where's our show?
I don't know how to put
weird.
The pictures in, do I? The slides.
That silly little slide you had when you first started that show. Boy, that still makes me laugh.
Cool, okay, it's
a tiny little picture, this blurry thing.
It was slightly lopsided, wasn't it? But
it
wasn't it?
I'm going in there, and I'm going to make some changes.
It was great though when you put them slightly. It was a totally, you know, it was a whole transformation, wasn't it? A week after when you got involved with the slides, girl. And we haven't looked back since, have we? You know, we haven't looked back at all. So, yeah, as I say, it's Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we sometimes do things a little bit different. I'm in a pretty good mood this evening, and I know Kel is, you know, and sometimes we might do a little things a little bit different on a Friday night. Let's say it's approaching the weekend. It's the weekend, guys. It's the weekend. Yay!
It's the weekend.
Yay!
So, I don't have
to do anything. So we do, you know, as most of you know, we like to have a bit of fun now and again, don't we? Even if it's taking a piss out a few of their names. It's got to be done, isn't it, Kel? It's all done in humour. We do like taking the piss.
A wad.
Yeah.
Kath in the chat room, she said, a wad always makes me laugh.
A
wad. A
wad.
A wad. A-W-A-D. He's a wad of something, all right.
Yeah.
A wad.
But now, as I say, we, you know, just to let you know, guys, if you might be interested in anything we're talking about at this moment in time. We're just having a bit of banter and a bit of a laugh between each other. But we've got some things that we'll be discussing tonight. It should be really an interesting show this evening. So if any of you want to get involved, if you want to call in, anything that you know you want to hit base with us at all, if you've got Skype, just click on Skype, follow the prompts, and hopefully we'll bring you on the show. If you haven't got Skype and you're listening in to the show and you're outside the US, the number to call in is 001-858-777-5934. I'll repeat 001-858-777-5934. And just before...
Target is Payment going for payload delivery.
Each day with EDL Radio. Join host Jeff and his co-host Kel, a.k.a. the Red Fox, as they update you on the ongoing battle against radical Islam in the UK and abroad. It's East Anglian's EDL Radio every Thursday, Friday, and Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, there you go, and of course that's from our dear friend Donna, sort of thing. So I'll just play that a bit impromptu there, because it's like we're leading into one of our stories, aren't we, Kel? So yeah, we can.
Yeah, and we have an update as well, don't we, from the show that the story that we covered yesterday, and that's involving the Afghani father who was beheaded.
Oh, yeah, that was absolutely... might be some listeners listening that might not, maybe just give them a little bit of info on of what went on, Kel, and then lead up to the update. Maybe could you do that, please? Would that be okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This involves a Muslim father who was in debt to the Afghani drug lords, and he could not pay his debt. So they were going to take his daughter as collateral. He refused, and they beheaded him with a penknife. Now, this is a phenomenon in Afghanistan right now where the drug lords are. In fact, they're kidnapping both boys and girls because the farmers cannot pay their debts. So this is what's going on. We were discussing this yesterday. And there is actually, we were also discussing the fact that there was a documentary made about it. And this is Frontline on PBS. It aired on January 3rd. The producers are Jamie Doran and Najilaba Kwashiri. They put this film together, this documentary together. It did, like I say, it did air earlier in January, but I have the video, link, right here. So I am going to post that in the chat room. It's a little under an hour long. It's very, very compelling. Now, something else we also discussed was the fact that there are testimonials, these families, they were talking to the producers of this documentary. One mother, at the time of the posting of our reading this, her husband had been kidnapped because he was yet another farmer. He could not pay his debt. So the drug lords, they came to the mother, and they said, well, we're going to take your daughter in exchange for your husband. Now, the husband was pleading to get the hell out of wherever he was. As of yesterday, Jeff, we had no idea what had transpired with that. Well, as of today, I watched the documentary this morning that the little girl has, in fact, been handed over to the Taliban.
Well, there you go. So that's the update, that the little girl was handed over. And this is what's so distressing about the story is a poor little girl. Well, how old was she? 6 or 7 when she girl?
7 years old.
Be sold for the sex, and that's what it all comes down to, isn't it? And it's what can you say? It's just not a lot you can say about people, despicable people that do those things, but only in Islam and only the Taliban and people like that. It's just the medieval backwards culture of theirs. Most of us will never get our heads around what these people do. I don't care what you hear politics. It's a cultural thing. Well, I'll tell you what. It might be cultural, but in my eyes, we live in a 21st century, a civilized world. And what they're doing is totally back in the 6th century sort of thing. That is it. There's no place in a 21st century what we live in a modern world. And the people do that, they're just sick anyway. And it's left a very distasteful taste
mm-hmm.
in my mouth.
Absolutely.
I think a young girl
being
moved over to there for people to use and abuse the poor little mite. It's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Absolutely. And
this is
for
just
those
one case.
Who...
There's thousands of these cases, isn't it, Kel?
Yeah, there are. Tons of them. Yeah. And for those who are not in the chat room where I posted the link to this documentary, if you are on Facebook, I also posted it on the Infidels Are Watching Facebook page, and I also posted it on Jeff's fan page at the East Anglian's EDO Radio Show Facebook page, so you can find it on both our Facebook pages.
Yeah, so there you go, guys. If you want to check that out, and follow up what we've said. If any other information comes to light, or we keep you informed on anything, these stories which come up all the time. It's nothing new, but it still makes your stomach churn when you think of these poor little children being used in that way because their fathers can't pay a debt. So they're taken away from them and used and abused. It's just goes to show you that's the reason why we speak out about Islam and the way it's so backward and medieval. As I say, the ideology's got no place in a modern 21st century world. But it does seem there's a lot of people, especially the Muslim Brotherhood, going all out they can just to put Islam in its place in different parts of the world, putting their evil tentacles out there, trying to get into the system and work the system to their way. This is it. You know, I'm not talking about conspiracy. This is actual facts. It's not a conspiracy thing that we talk about. This is actual facts, which is going on underneath our noses. Whatever country you might live in, guarantee you've got the Muslim Brotherhood at work and got higher positions in power, in some sort of power positions. And that is the reason why things going as they are. And this was the whole plan, to infiltrate within the system. That is what the plan is all about. And it does seem like there's so many stupid people out there that they don't really understand that this is the case. It's not so much stupid, it's naive. When people like ourselves gives warnings out there, what's going on, we're not just saying it, we're not sort of crying alarm, but we are making a fact and statements that is the fact as we talk, that is what's happening in most countries wherever you might be. Guarantee that the Muslim Brotherhood are at work with their evil little plan. And of course, their plan is all about the caliphate. Yes, world domination under Islam, with the one flag flying, with the black flag of Islam throughout the world, globally. And don't think it's going away, guys. Don't think, I'll wake up tomorrow morning, Islam does not sleep. And neither do we. We are counter it whatever way we can, even though we go up against all the bloody odds because there's so many people against what we try to do, which is we are making people aware of what's going on. We get called all the names. And you know what it's like with the tea parties. Look at the defamation, the way that they've had things thrown at them. Over the time, and that's same with the English Defence League, because we speak out, because we are speaking the truth. People don't like hearing the truth and try to silence us. There's people up and down in the country, in the UK, political prisoners in this country, because speaking out against this horrible, despicable cult of theirs called Islam. But we will continue to speak. We will not be silenced. never will we be silenced. We'll continue as long as I've got breath in my body, as long as Kel's got breath in her body, and anybody else who's true patriots, we will continue this fight. Because that's we've got no choice. We must move forward. Back to you, Kel.
You betcha. And I couldn't have said it better myself. Pardon me.
Thank you,
Kel. There, Jeff, you're absolutely correct that, I'm beyond fed up. I'm beyond fed up. I've had it with Islam. I am up to my ears with it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of looking at it. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of seeing it. I'm sick of opening my newspapers and reading stories about poor farmers being beheaded with penknives. Sick and tired of stories of little girls being kidnapped and married off to 95-year-old men. I've had it. I've had it, I say. I've had it.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is these stories won't go away. Every day you'll pick a paper up or you read it somewhere else or you'll see on the news another case related to Islam related. Because what we said before, is that 70 to 75% of the problems in the world is Islamic related. Muslim related,
mm-hmm.
What's going on, the troubles throughout the world. So, you know, so of course we've always got something to talk about. It's never going to grow old because Islam will continue with its evil endeavours to dominate the world under the caliphate. So, and we will go, we're its mentor. We will go up against Islam and the teachings, the Sharia, Sharia law, creeping Sharia, political correctness, the things that has made our nations weak, we will continue to fight. Freedom's worth fighting for, freedom's worth dying for. I've always said that. It's what we fight for is freedom. Future freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Of
exactly.
You know, future grandchildren, their future generations.
Right.
We've got to do it, God.
Well, we have got some really good stuff here today, Jeff, about how we are fighting back. And, of course, we have the story regarding Geert Wilders and his Mosque and Knee website. We're going to discuss that. And we have a really good clip pertaining to the Manchester second rally coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Got a really good clip for that.
That's great.
Yep. So we got some very, very positive news to share. Hmm?
We just had a call just right. Someone sort of put their hand out to 410 number.
Yeah, I was asking in the studio. I don't know. I don't know if that was Tom or not.
Oh, didn't recognize the number. Didn't recognize.
I recognize the area code. I think it might have been Tom. Maybe he'll call back in.
Oh yeah, I hope so. But yeah, as I say, we've got a busy night tonight, haven't we, Kel? I was wondering before we go into a story, maybe I don't know if you want to play just a bit of music. I need a moment or so just to do something.
Oh, absolutely. You got it.
And then we can lead into one of our things that we was going, you know, we've got an action-packed night tonight, haven't we, Kel?
Mm-hmm.
So have we got, what have we got, Kel? Have you got anything?
I don't know.
There's something we talked about, wasn't there?
The Living on a Thin Line by the Kinks?
Oh, why not? Sounds a good way to have a musical break, doesn't it, Kel?
Yeah, I really like this song. Actually, I've played it on Red Fox a couple of times, so people will probably be familiar with it, but I really do enjoy this song. So do you want to go to a bit of a break with this one?
Yes, please, Kel.
All righty, I got her right in front of me.
All the stories have been told of kings in days of old, but there's no England now. All the wars that were won and lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore. All the lies we were told, all the lies of the people running round their castles are burned. I see change, but inside we're the same as we ever were.
Yeah, I really like that one. I thought your listeners would really like that one, too.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
It's been a long time, you know. It's been a long time since
I know.
Wow.
I think
it's
the last
really
time I heard that up until recently, I heard it on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
They played that song on The Sopranos. That was years ago. And then I just heard it again a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, oh, I forgot how good that song is.
Yeah, I know. It's,
yeah.
Takes me back to when I was a young man.
The old man.
That's the sort of stuff
I
grew up with, isn't it? When I was a young man.
Back in my day.
Back
yeah,
in
you
my
day. Through the snow for 2 miles to get to school, up the hill both ways, I'm sure you did.
Oh, that's my neck in mutton bullets when I was back then.
Oh, man, what have I gotten myself into
like
today? What you're like.
Oh,
hey, we're still getting that message in the studio from Blog Talk Radio. I guess we should let the listeners know that Blog Talk Radio, they're experiencing issues connecting to their host dial-in numbers. And
oh, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Jeff, you have the alternate dial-in number yourself there, eh, Jeff?
Yes, they are
also aware that some guest lines also are experiencing issues. The techs are working to resolve the issue as we speak right now, and they thank us for our patience. So if you're trying to call in and you can't get through, don't blame us, okay? Please, don't blame us. We didn't do it.
Well, no, it's not this time.
Not this time, yeah. Yeah, so people are trying to call in and they can't. That's why. It's just technical issues with Blog Talk Radio right now.
Yeah, there is a new number. It takes a little bit of time for people to adjust to it, but you will do, ladies and gentlemen, no problem. We've got five. What am I talking about? 410 is calling. I was got his hand up. I'm not sure if it's Tommy you said or what. I don't know. Should we bring him in? Should we say?
Do you want to just quickly bring him on before we get into the Geert Wilders topic?
When we go into that, yeah, we'll just see. Yeah, okay. Right, 4-1. I'm not sure if it's Tom or not. Is it Tom? Welcome to the East Angus EDL Radio Show. You're live.
Hey, it's Chris. It's been a while since I called in. How's it going?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Chris. How are you? Been a little while, isn't it? Hope you're well, bro.
Yeah, I've had a lot of stuff going on here. I called in a minute ago, and then my kids were calling me, so I had to hang up and call back in. And I'm telling you, I don't like this new Blog Talk Radio thing they got going on, the new web page and all. It's hard to find the shows I like.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of time to get used to, Chris. It's like anything new. Once we've been around it a little while, we get used to the feel of it. It'll just come like second nature to us, like the older website was. So it just takes a bit of time. It's pretty new,
yeah.
And it's going to take time.
I'm getting older, so you know when you get older, you don't like change. I didn't want to say something. You're talking about people getting involved, understanding what's wrong with Islam. I don't think, you know, I appreciate, you know, what you and Kel do, but unfortunately, I don't think the majority of people are ever going to come aboard. There's a reason history repeats itself. I'm not sure if it's ignorance or just the easiness of not doing what's right.
Yeah.
But it's easier for people to bury their head in the sand and not care what happens in the future. No, unfortunately,
that's
not everybody
it.
Cares about future generations and their kids.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people think. It's all right, it don't affect me now, but it's not that. That's not the people that we talk about affecting us now, because it is affecting us, but it's going to be like future generations. They're the ones who's going to feel it with what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's
the
reason why.
The bad thing, like your friend who's in jail, no matter what happens, those who do right, they'll never be given their just due. They'll never, throughout history, really be given the credit they deserve, I think, because you see too many people going through progressive that make things worse.
As I've always said, though, Chris, that it's history that will sort of paint, you know, people in the way of who did anything and who didn't. And history has a way of showing, you know, the future world of what things was, where people like ourselves stand up and fight and speak out and try to make people aware. And it's the people who sit on their hands and don't do nothing, the people that go down as been a bit of a sorry type of people, that they could have helped but they didn't want to because they couldn't be bothered. This is what it is, Chris, isn't it? I can't be bothered. I've got more things to do with my life.
Can you say you're a good person if you sit by and let evil happen? Because
exactly.
I don't care how you portray it. If you say most Muslims are not evil or bad, but yet they won't speak out against what is bad, then to me that's the same thing as being the evil. I mean, Islam is a fake religion created by a pedophile who does nothing on it but hurt women, be the totalitarian government, control everybody, and they kill everybody.
Yeah, and Chris,
house.
I don't know if he had a chance to listen to yesterday's show in archive, but we discussed that right here on East Anglians yesterday, in fact, about the lack of voices in the Islamic community about these atrocities, didn't we, Jeff?
Yes,
what,
we
is
did.
Is it a lack, or is it that they secretly believe it? And if they're too scared to speak
we don't
out
know
what's going on, do they really believe in Islam?
Well, Islam is a big, huge mystery. We don't know what they believe. We don't know what's really in their hearts because of the attaqiyya and everything
they're
else.
They're only told what they're told to believe by the imams. Most of them.
And they're intimidated. A lot of them are intimidated.
Of course,
yeah.
That's
Okay. Well, I mean, but you can't, if you just let it happen, you're just as much to blame at some point. If you're scared die for your religion, that's kind of confusing to me, especially when you live or abide by a religion that loves to die.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, with these people, they live, as I said last night, didn't I, Kel? These people live, they're born to die. They live to die. That's what they look forward to, the day that they die. If they martyr themselves, blow themselves up, take a lot of infidel kuffars, Jewish people, whatever. If they do that, then, you know, they've done, their life is complete. They think they're going to get their 72 virgins, whatever, and all the rivers of wine and all that sort of thing. But that's the conditioning, the brainwashing of these people, what they're told. That's why you've got these, like certain parts of Pakistan, certain parts of Iran, you've got suicide schools. Kids go to suicide schools. Can you believe it, Chris? But that is the case. They've got about 5 or 6 schools in Iran. They've got God knows how many schools in Pakistan. You know, that at these suicide type schools, this is what we're up against. This is what we're up against.
I understand. I mean, they're trying to indoctrinate. It's the parents. I can never understand a mother or father wishing their kids to die, to be martyrs. That's something that, you know, is beyond, and I never want to understand it. I'm happy not understand it, but that's our problem. To me, that's not a parent. You know,
I mean, it's the mindset of these people. This is what I'm saying, Chris. The way we've been brought up, to respect life, human life, dignity, things like that. These people have been brought up totally different way, not to respect the infidel, the kuffar, to hate upon us. And of course, their children has been quite a handy tool to use suicide bombs, strap bombs on kids' back. There was one mother in Gaza. She sacrificed. It's been about 3 or 4 of her kids have blown themselves up, and she can't wait for the next one to do it. Do you know, this is it. She glorifies in sending her kids to be martyred. That's in her eyes. They're doing a great job. And that's what she thinks. That is what we're up against. That is it. And
ignorant because they send their kids to die, but yet they won't do it.
I don't know. With this mother, I think she probably would. She was asked to do it. She's that mindset. She would. She'd go and do it quite willingly. But as long as she's got all these kids that she's churned out, she'll keep sending their straps and bombs on their back, and boom, away they go. And it's just to her, she's doing a great. This is a great honour. This is a great honour to send her kids to on their way to blow themselves up. But and she probably would as well. That's as I said, Chris. This is the mindset.
We'd be better off if she did. I hate to say that.
Well, what do you think they have so many bloody kids? I mean, I'm serious.
Exactly,
I'm serious, gentlemen. They have all these kids. I mean, they turn out these kids like they're units. They're not giving birth to children. They are producing units to further the caliphate. And that includes, of course, grooming them to be suicide bombers. They have 5 sons. They can spare a couple.
You know, progressives do the same thing. It's not about life or anything. It's about creating robots. You know, it's almost back to the Pink Floyd song, Another Brick in the Wall, where they have all the kids wearing the white masks that are just the same here. You know, everyone's the same. There's no difference. The world's becoming like that. Everybody loves death for some reason. Until it's their time, of course. But, you know, the world that loves it. And then all we do is excuse
there
it.
You go.
I mean, God's the only one you can make fun of because, you know, Christians aren't running around chopping their heads off people. But God forbid we ever realize what the Barbary Pirates did or why we had the Crusades and how many years that Muslims have killed innocent people. That's, you can't mention that.
Yeah, we're not supposed to, but we do. We're being unpolitically correct, aren't we? Anyway, Chris, it's great. I'll tell you what, brother, it's been a little while since you called in. And hopefully we can do it again. Maybe if you can call in again another Friday, something like that, because I used to really enjoy when you called in. We've got quite a few things we've got to move on about tonight, though. But, Chris, it's always good to hear
Fridays
you,
off in a row, so I'll call back in.
No, it's great to... Once again, it's great to hear you call in on the show. As I say, we'll speak again soon. If we do it another Friday, something like that, whatever's good for you. You take care, Chris. Thanks a lot for your call. Kel, I was going to say, before we move on with the next segment of what we was going to do, I was wondering, I just had a quick check in the chat room. The chat room seems to be quite busy this evening. I was wondering if you'd like to do maybe a quick rundown before we go on to next little segment. Yes, please, Kel. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. I get to do roll call. Okay. Yeah, it is filling up in here, isn't it? We've got, there's you and me, and that, of course, is Jeff and Kel. And we have A12 Iggy Mom, and she has her blog at A12 Iggy Mom at WordPress.com, and she is also one of the co-hosts on Halls of Valhalla Tuesday nights, and the segment is called Spin This, Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And Jeff, have you had a chance to listen to that show? Oh, my God, it is good. I'm telling you. Oh, and you should hear the opening music for that segment for Spin This. The opening music, the opening, oh, my goodness, I want to download it into MP3 and steal it. It's fantastic. So that's Iggy Mom's show there. And, of course, that's right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And we have Adam GB joining us. And hi there, Adam. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
And we, of course, have Cal Living. Yeah. Hey, and Cal. Cal is going to be a grandfather soon. So congratulations,
Cal. Whoa,
yeah, that's
nice
greatness to hear. Yeah. And, of course, we have Cass in the room with us, too. 777. Oh, you do it better than me, Jeff.
777.
There you go. And, of course,
especially
we have Drake's Drum. Drake's Drum is here as well. And Drake's is a wealth of information. If I have any questions, I just go to him and say, Drake's, can you help me with this? And he's got like 14 million links for me lined up. He's a link master. He really is.
He is great.
And we also have Frank G.A. joining us here as well. And Frank, it's always great to see Frank.
Always
here.
Good to see you, Frank. Good to see you, brother.
Yeah. And we have Holger Awakens.
Yay,
and he also has his blog, Holger Awakens, at blogspot.com. And, of course, his own radio program right here on Blog Talk Radio, Saturday evenings, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And you want to get to Holger's show rather early because it fills up really fast, the chat room. It fills up fast. If you're not there like 5 minutes before the show, you're crowded out, baby. So you want to be there for that. We have Azua with us in the chat room.
Hey, Oz. Good to see you, Oz.
Yeah. And we have Reactionaries who is in the show, in the chat room with us. And Reactionaries, he also has his own program, and that is 2020 Radio. Usually Monday evenings. Monday evenings. Is it not? It's a little 9 p.m. Yeah. 2020 Radio. Yeah, Monday evenings 9 p.m. That's Reaction, and that's a good show, too, and he has some really good guests. As a matter of fact, I was listening to his show, when was it? It was last week, and he had on Dr. Alan Keyes, and that was one. That was a great show. So if you guys have a chance to go into the archives and listen to that interview, it was fantastic. And, oh, yes, and you know what? I nearly forgot Reactionaries. He also has Fast and Furious Fridays.
Whoa.
And that's
a busy man.
Yep, that show moves pretty fast, too. And, and you're crowding for elbow room in his chat rooms, too.
I bet you are as well. Yeah, great.
There you go. And not forgetting, of course, Chris, a.k.a. Sandman 1973, who called in.
Yeah, so it's always good to speak with Chris and that. And, of course, to all the guests in the room, it's always good to see you guys, and thanks for being here tonight on the East Anglian's Radio Radio Show. As I say, I can't believe that we've been chatting away for the 3/4 of an hour already.
Oh, I know.
It goes so quick, doesn't it? But as I say, yeah. We knew it was going to be one of these sort of evenings. We've been talking just before we come on show the different things we want to catch up on and speak about this evening. And, we're just rolling along lovely this evening. So once again, if anybody wants to call in, please do. If you've got Skype, just right-click the Skype. Follow the prompts, and we'll bring you in on the show. If you're outside the US, the number to call in is 001-858-777-5934. Repeat 001-858-777-5934. So there you go, and that leads into the next little segment that we was going to do, Kel. Back to you.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about this topic because, of course, it involves Geert Wilders, one of my personal heroes of the day, of the decade.
Oh, yeah.
And he has created a website called, it is called Mosque Knee. English, Mosque No. He is, like I say, a counter-jihadist extraordinaire, this guy. But he just launched this new website. I think I put the link in the chat room, but in case I didn't, I'm just going to do it again very quickly because there's a link to his website in this article as well. Let me see. I just want to put it in there, Jeff. There we go. I got it in there. But yeah, he is a mosque buster. Now what he's doing, it's a website. It's a guide for people who want to use the existing regulations in order to reject the building of a mosque in any residential area, and that is indefinitely. Now, Mosque Knee, they say the Netherlands is not an Islamic country and never will be. They are seeing a rampant increase, though, in the influence of Islam as more and more EU-sponsored Muslim invaders, legal and illegal aliens, are infiltrating their land. Now, this all, we kind of saw where this was going. Geert Wilders certainly knows his history because with the opening of the first mosque in the Netherlands, that was in 1955, that pretty much cemented Islam in the public space. Now, this is under the influence of the rapidly growing Muslim population. In 2013, around 1 million people. The number of mosques has increased substantially. Netherlands now has as many as over 450 mosques. So he has set up this website. The PVV, it says, enough is enough. We must assure that there will be no more mosques in the Netherlands. Whenever a proposal for a mosque is announced, the people protest, and rightly so. People do not want an Islamic infiltration center in their neighborhoods. Apart from the practical difficulties that the arrival of a mosque entails, like noise, congestion, parking, and traffic, it also is a depreciation in value of the homes in the surrounding area. And that is true. Real estate values do depreciate when a mosque is built around neighboring homes. Now, there are people who object to a mosque in their neighborhoods. They have nowhere to go. They have nowhere to turn. And that's no thanks to the political correctness disease that makes most government officials afraid to act. Now, the PVV, they want to help people with complaints and support them with their resistance to the arrival of a mosque. The website moskne.nl, and that is moskne.nl, will be available to anyone who wants tips on how to fight a proposed mosque. Like PVV Party in the House, they will fight the government's efforts to impede the resistance against further Islamization and the construction of new mosques. Now, besides useful tips, links to examples, and a roadmap, You will also be able to find where new mosques are planned in your area. We will help you process the legal obstacles and assist you in as many ways available under the law to stage your resistance to a new mosque or expansion of an existing mosque. So there you go.
Wow. Yeah, there you go, guys. Seems, once again, Geert Wilder has been a very busy man. And he's just, you know, he continues to fight like he's has done for a number of years with his new website and that. And power to the boat. Because there's not too many politicians like Geert. Well, if Geert goes to, the parliament or something like that, he's got to go in a bulletproof car. He has police protection, you know, 24-hour police protection. That's how bad things are to Geert Wilder. But he's still man now. He's manned up and spoke out what the so sadly lacking in most of the politicians that we've got in our countries, that he's walking the walk. He's doing the talk, isn't he, as well, Kel? And,
He was recently interviewed, and in that interview, Jeff, he said that the mosque is a symbol of an ideology of hatred, violence, and oppression.
Exactly.
And his party, the PVV, they want to ban these mosques. And the PVV,
exactly,
in English, that's loosely translates as the People's Freedom Party.
That's right. That's it. But, what's the second gain? But as I say, he's doing great steps forward. And he is the man of our times. Geert Wilder is the man of times. This is what history will talk about. People like Geert Wilder, who's just one man between, you know, a lot more people who could be standing up and shoulder to shoulder with him and fighting a good fight. But as I say, it's people like Geert Wilder that future and history will talk of. Courageous, brave. Going, you know, that extra yard because he knows it's the right thing to do. And with that, Kel, I've got to go into a quick break, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a tune while you do what I've normally done. Okay,
you better believe it.
Get that.
And actually, I just put the direct link to his website right in the chat room for everybody. It's pretty easy to. It's, I said it on the air already. It's very simple, mosquenee.nl. The website, it's in Dutch, but I'm pretty sure there's a way that you can translate it into English. Like I say, there might be a translation feature in here somewhere, or you can take it and translate it through your own devices if you have some sort of program in which you can do that. But it looks pretty slick.
Yeah. So there you go. Once again, Kel, thank you for that, and thanks for the information for people who want to maybe, you know, get a bit more in-depth in that and, you know, have looked if there's translation. So once again, thanks for the info, Kel. And with that, I'm going to play this because I just need to do what I need to do, and then I'll be right back. So here we go. I played this for a little while. This is Little Boy Soldier.
Yay.
It's funny how you never knew what my name was. Our only contact was a form for the election. Please play the fine and I don't listen. Please play the fine that we're out of touch. Please play the fine that I'm too busy. So why the attention now you want my system? What have you done for me? Got no choice, so here.
That was a very interesting book to talk about with Gitwalder there, and it's got this website, and people want to check it out, please do. He's doing some really great work out there. Touch big thumbs up,
yeah,
to Gitwalder.
He reminds me of that other fellow we were talking about. Was it last week or the week before we were talking about the Mosque Buster here in the UK? What's
yes,
his name? Gavin Bobby.
That's
the self-style Mosque Buster. That's what, when I saw this article about Geert Wilders, I immediately thought of Gavin Bobby.
Yes, exactly. And it's this is what the at least we know we've got a couple of people out there who are doing, you know, doing what they're doing now, which is really, you know, really good, because it needs to be done, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness that. We got these people, because it's sadly lacking. There should be a lot more people involved in what they're doing. But as I say, it takes courageous people, doesn't it? Brave and courageous, and a lot of them just don't want to get involved in case they get intimidated or the families get intimidated. This is what happens. Once again, I like to say, but that Islam rules by intimidation, threats, this, that, and the other. When I don't know about you, Kel, but sometimes when I think of Islam, I think of the way it acts and it works. It reminds me of a Muslim mafia. You know, the threat of of violence if you speak out or do whatever, speaking out against Islam, that you'd have all sorts of things be visited upon you or your families. So it does somewhat remind me so much of the Islamic mafia.
That's exactly what it is, isn't it? Yeah.
But this is the way it works. It's like people just too scared. Well, they're not so scared. Maybe people are brave, but they'd get threats against their family, their children, or something like that. It does put people. We've had imams speak out against these what these Muslims are doing, and then you find they go quiet, and then you find out the reason why they come quiet, because the story comes out that their family have been threatened, and this is why they all of a sudden they're refusing to say anything else about it, because of the intimidation and threats. And that is the way that it has worked. This is the way it's always worked, the way we all continue to work. That people like ourselves, well, you know, we're going to speak out against this despicable cult of theirs, and it should be spoke about. And whatever story, there's so many, as I say, we have always got stories to talk about, haven't we, Kel? Guarantee a story that comes along every day. It's not just once a week. We find stories every day, and there could be 10, 15, 20 stories that's coming out every day of what's going on, some of the despicable things that's going on in the words of Islam, you know. So, you know, this is the way, what we see. That's what it say. This radio station will also have plenty to speak about because there's plenty out there. We've got news coming in all the time.
Well, it's really reassuring, too, though, to read these articles like with Geert Wilders, and it's very reassuring because the Netherlands, they're serious. I mean, they're fed up with this. They are abandoning multiculturalism. Now they have this fantastic website with Geert Wilders, and, of course, in the UK, you guys have Gavin Bobby. They're helping you guys out with this Moscow business. So wow, people, they're getting pushback. I can see that. I'm seeing more and more pushback as time goes by.
What's happened is people fighting to sleep out of eyes and woke up to the fact that Islam is a threat. Islam is bad for your health, and basically, this is what I mean. People are waking from their slumbers. What we've been talking about for three, nearly 4 years of speaking out against this cult, there are people now have actually put their heads above the parapet. Well, Geert Wilders has been doing it for many years, so he's been going the course. But there are a lot of other people that are starting to wake up and to listen and realise that it's not going to go away. You can't hide it.
But crusading against Islam, it certainly does come with the price. And Geert Wilders, he's certainly facing that price right now. Asu in the chat room just reminded me of this, is the fact that he had he lives from safe house to safe house because, of course, there's a fatwa for his head. And I was telling you about the book of his I read there, Jeff, Marked for Death, Islam War Against the West and Me. It's a brilliant book, and Geert Wilders wrote that not too long ago. I think it's his latest book. So, like I say, there's a lot of good stuff out there. I also finished reading The Terrorist Next Door, and that's by Eric Stakelbeck. That's another good book people might want to pick up.
Yeah, I know we were talking about that. I've got to just mention something before we move on a little bit. It's what Adam has been saying in the chat there. Yes, we've been talking about the threat to Islam, and Adam actually says that radical Islam is indeed a threat to all, including the Muslims themselves. So, yeah, Adam, you're absolutely spot on with what you say there. As I say, radical Islam adds all the fear and intimidation. This is the way it's always worked, as you say, and that includes even these Muslims that don't want to speak out. They're even under threat of death themselves. So, you know, if they do say anything, they come under threat. So, once again, thanks, Adam, for that little bit of snippet there. Or should we say a little snibblet that you put in the chat? Use that word for a little while. Snibblet. This is one of ours that we've got in our dictionary. We make a new dictionary with all our little snibblets and all little words we make up as we go along, aren't we?
Snibblets, as it were.
It's a great word, isn't it? Snibblet. It just
that
rolls off your tongue. It's just so because you hear all the thing Islamophobic. Well, we've termed the word which is going to, but Christomophobic and Judophobic. These are three words that we're going to put in our new dictionary as well, aren't we, Kel? So
I came across a good one last night on Eric's show, Flyover Territory. Creepifying. Islam
creepifying.
Is very creepifying.
Well, that's interesting.
I like that.
Make a note, Kel. Make a note to put into our new dictionary.
Put into our new dictionary that you're writing?
It'll be published this year sometime, ladies and gentlemen. It might only be a few words, but it's there. For all. I'll sign and see. I'll put my signature on it, and Kel can undersign it as well, can't you, Kel?
Oh, absolutely.
So we're doing our little bit, aren't we?
Just make sure when you write that new book, that the new dictionary, you get royalty.
It'll only take about 5 minutes. I'll write it probably sitting there doing the show.
Oh, I know.
get it published tomorrow.
Oh, but hey, Jeff, I have a question for you.
Go ahead,
I have
Carol.
A question for you. Okay. I'm just wondering, what are you in the mood for? Do you want me to make you a Muslim, or do you want me to take you to the English Disco Lovers Fest?
Let's go to the English Disco Dancing. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is something, and you've got to listen to this. It's absolutely hilarious with what Kel's going to she's going to expand upon, aren't you now, Kel?
Oh, they're both over the top. Well, you know, in the UK they have this new show. It's called Make Me a Muslim. I think it's something like a five-part or maybe it's a three-part series or a six-part series. I'm not too sure. It's fairly brand new on my desk. But apparently the people from the British Channel 4, they've created a new makeover show. But it's with a twist, Jeff. It's an Islamic makeover show, and it's called Make Me a Muslim.
Woohoo!
Oh, you should see the people on this show. Now, this is through the help of four experts, three imams, and a female British convert, six contestants. Woo! Contestants.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, this is lovely. Six contestants, they get to experience life as Muslims for 3 weeks in the exclusively white and non-Muslim town of Harrogate in Yorkshire. Oh, the group, this is quite the motley crowd here we got going on here, Jeff. The group includes a single mom who is a glamour model, an atheist, and a white taxi driver who likes beer and porn. It includes the girlfriend of a lapsed Muslim who lives with him without marriage but wishes to be accepted into his family, and a gay guy who likes to party too much. So these are the contestants. Now, the idea behind this show is that through Islamic teachings, they will fix the lives of these morally compromised individuals. You know, kind of like the way the five gay guys from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, they would come into the life of a boring heterosexual male and make everything fabulous. You know, but this show apparently does not have a fabulousness feature. And it doesn't seem to have much of a humor to it as well.
Well,
but you know, there is no humor. The Ayatollah told us that there's no humor in Islam.
That's why.
But what are they going to do? Like, I got an excerpt here. This is hilarious, Jeff. They're going to take this gay guy. The imams, they decide to fix up his gayness. Now, how are they going to do that? Well, what the imams have told him is that his problem is that he hangs out with too many females, so he needs to do what he needs to do is to hang out with guys and do masculine things. And that will just put the gay out of him.
Man up. Oh,
and the other contestants as well. Carla.
If it wasn't so funny, if it wasn't so serious, it would be funny, wouldn't it?
Oh, boy. Yeah, like I say, a bit of a motley crew on this show, baby. But let me see. We also have Carla, and she's the one dating the lapsed. He's a bad Muslim, and his name's Ash. Yeah, they've been dating for a couple of years, and his family, they won't even meet her because, well, of course, first of all, they're living in sin, and she's an infidel. So she signed up to be part of this show so that she could get closer to his family because she loves Ash so much. She's willing to do anything to get on the good side of his family. Well, apparently, according to this, they're not buying it. The family, they're not buying it. They still don't want anything to do with her. And now, poor Carla, crying into her pillow at night. How come your family doesn't love me? What's wrong with me?
You're an infidel. That's why you're a kufar. Work it out.
I'm going to the garden. I'm going to eat some worms. And like I say, yes.
I can't eat some worms.
I'm pouting. Oh, yeah, but like I say, the white taxi driver, he keeps slipping, apparently. Yeah. Apparently he's slipping. He's slipping out, and he's going to the bars, and he's drinking, and he's watching porn.
Watching porn.
He's not meeting with much success. The imams are not happy with him.
I bet they're not. He will be chastised with melons.
Oh, they're doing everything for you, too. I mean, holy smokes, they're even taking you shopping. Oh, they took the gay guy shopping to buy him manly clothes.
Get a pair of high heels.
Yeah, because we all know that shopping for clothes, yeah, that's a real cure for homosexuality,
right?
Come
back with hot pants. Come back with hot pants, Kel.
And I don't know what they're going to do with the glamour, Mom.
It gets better, doesn't it?
I don't know if they're going to get her out of her minis or not.
Oh,
get her out of the makeup, get her out of her mini dresses. Who knows?
Yeah.
So I have a funny feeling that this is going to be a failed experiment. What do you think, Jeff?
It's definitely looking sad in that way. Make me a Muslim. Guy's diving out when he can, going down the bars and strip joints. Oh, my goodness me. Absolutely hilarious. Yeah, as I say, oh, my goodness me. Like, I was last night, I think we was talking. I think we was talking, wasn't we, Kel? And there was some people actually commenting on Facebook. No one was really happy about Make Me a Muslim.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. That was on the East Anglian page. Yeah.
Some very irate people, wasn't there, talking about?
Oh, they were not happy.
No. They weren't very happy.
There was one in there. He was posting as he was watching this, and he could barely keep his supper down. He was like, he was literally spitting nails.
Oh, I know. Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, I was like, oh, my goodness me. But you know that they will get his end. That was Channel 4 Channel 4 that aired that show, wasn't it?
Yes,
Channel 4.
It's Channel 4. And apparently
I think
they're not,
Channel 4
yeah,
had to do
not,
something like that. Kel, they had to do
like
make something like that.
You know, like I say, I don't think they're going to meet with very much success with these contestants because apparently they're pretty judgmental, the imams. They're dogmatic. They're intolerant. There is no spiritual aspect to this show, apparently. They seem to spend about 10 times more time lecturing the contestants on their sinful ways than how to pray and the purpose of their prayer. As the show goes on, less and less people are arriving for Friday prayer. So I don't think let's put it this way. I do not think we will be seeing Make Me a Muslim Part 2 down the road anytime soon.
No, I don't. But you know what? I think Channel 4 had to do something like that because over the last, let me see, about 5 years, they've done the Undercover Mosque, which was they went these undercover reporters went into these mosques and they really uncovered some really unsavory things about what these imams are preaching. So that Islam was totally exposed to the world. In fact, the political correctness, the police even tried to arrest the producers of the show. But in the end, it got dropped, simply. But that's what they're trying to do, to shut them up and that, to arrest them, because of the political masters told them that they had to do something. And then they done the madrasas, where you see these clerics or whatever they call them, teachers or whoever they are, clouting, kicking little kids, five, six-year-old kids on the floor. You see them with the cameras being caught out on there. And, of course, this was... It went totally viral, didn't it? You see, it's still on YouTube. It's still on YouTube, these clips of the undercover mosque and the madrasas. So, of course, I think the Channel 4 had been under a bit of pressure that they had to come up with something that would maybe go in the middle ground and give Islam a little bit of respect back, or whatever you want to call it. So I think that's probably the reason why they decided to make a show like that, just to put something back. Maybe they've had death threats. Or
and maybe ratings.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Well,
it's
funny because I'm reading this article, and he has links to like the promo for the show on YouTube, and so I had to go and take a looky, right? Well, you click on the link. YouTube, they've removed all the videos.
Wow.
You can't get them
there
on YouTube. YouTube pulled them all. So I don't know what that's all about, but it just says that video no longer available.
Well, yeah, it's not surprising that just of late, over the last year or 2 years, they've been flagging a lot of things that we used to look at now and again. But they decided there was people out there that took offence to it, and so they flagged that, and then you find that things have been taken out that was totally inoffensive a little while ago. There was people that's been offended by. So that's the way that it's been over the last couple of years, I would say, that YouTube has been falling under the intimidation of Islamic presence or something like that, by the sounds of it. No one should be surprised, though. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Islam. it rules by intimidation.
That's right.
You see, so it's nothing new to what we come across, is it, Carl? But, didn't you want to talk about the was English disco? What is it?
Oh, this is another priceless article I came across.
Did we have a bit of music before we went into it? Or, it's up to you.
Oh, it's up to you. Actually, I was also wondering if you... it's up to you. What do you want to do?
Should we do a quick maybe a tune, Kel? What have we got?
Sure.
I'll tell you what. We've done it for a little while. Let's play the voice. Have we got the voice there, Kel? For Kath?
It should be in here.
Yeah.
Let me see. I did have it right in front of me. Where did that song go? Here, I got it. Yep, I got it.
Ah,
right,
you got it right there. There you go. Because I like to play it now. I just love that tune. And I know Kath loves it. So let's give those out to you, Kath, as well. So there you go. So over to you, Kel.
All righty.
He who called out my name.
was the voice, Celtic woman. It had to be done. So there you go. And that leads in just great for our disco dance.
Oh, go on, Del. Oh, yeah, this is... Yeah, this is hilarious. I got this from Hidden British News this morning. I'm reading it. I'm what? Apparently, there's a group out there, the English Disco Lovers. They are taking the three EDL initials and turning them into a musical force for equality and respect. Now, what they've done, it kind of started as a joke, right?
Yeah.
They wanted to take the three most hated... the three most hated letters, that acronym, and turn it into something positive. Now, it did start as a joke, like I said, and they soon realized it could become a more ambitious campaign, so they formed the English Disco Lovers and wrote a manifesto expressing their aim to oust the existing EDL from the top of Google search results and outdo them on Facebook. And they even have a logo. It's a square-shaped... You gotta let me get through this. Their logo it's oh God. It is okay. Breathe, Kelly. Their logo is a shield shaped mirror ball.
This guy does.
That's the logo, and they also have a Latin motto, "Unus Mundus Una Gens Una Disco," translated as "One World, One Race, One Disco."
Oh, one disco. Oh, only the leftists could come up with this total garbage. How pathetic! How stupid! I mean, can you imagine them, all these unwashed lot, with their gold chains turning up?
Oh, and they have
with
a picture of them here in the article.
On.
Oh, yeah, they look pretty disco-y.
And I bet
right out of the 80s. Right out of the 80s.
They wear the suits, a white suit, Kel, with a black shirt and the white tie, whatever. They got a bar of soap in the top of their pocket.
Well, they look pretty snazzy jazzy.
Wow. I wonder if they got to walk through that sheet dip when they walk in the door.
I wonder too. Oh man, but like I say, they just started it as a joke. They wanted to see how far ahead of the EDL proper they could get.
Serious.
Oh, it's just too funny. They were interviewed. They were interviewed about this.
Guys, check that link out that Kel's putting. Oh, absolutely hilarious. How far would these leftists go to try to make an impression? Disco dancing! Oh dear!
Oh,
do you know,
man,
what?
Of course, so home.
I don't think
go
we should
ahead
be worried. I bet they're terrible dancers. The only time they dance well if you put electric shocks in them. Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
You know.
Cattle
oh, they're stepping up the game, Jeff. They're stepping up their game because today they stepped up the campaign. They launched a website. Now, of course, they have had some hate mail from the other EDL, of course, but the scale of the positive response includes over 10,000 Facebook likes.
Oh, honestly, guys, this is the way it is. You know, we're not making it up. This, look, there's a link. We've got a link in the chat room, haven't we?
Yeah, the link and everything.
You know, that's the thing about it is that it just goes to show you how desperate these unwashed are. That they've got to come up with these devious plans, this dastardly plan. Whatever next?
There you go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the English Disco Lovers.
English disco lovers. There you go, guys. So don't forget, all you unwashed, get your John Travolta white suits and your black shirts and your gold chain. You'd have to probably get them from, like, get a gold little chain from one of these sweet shops or something or other. And don't forget, you've got to have a bar of soap in the top of your suit. It won't allow you in unless you can. What can I say? Ladies and gentlemen, we started off, we said this evening, I felt in a good mood. I've been feeling in a good mood, and I was in for a bit of humour tonight, and I think we've achieved all our goals tonight. With the humour side.
Oh, yeah, we have all sorts of fun going on in this studio. We've got that George Galloway, that 55-second soundbite of him barking off.
Yeah, Georgie Galloway.
Oh, he's nuts, eh? Yeah. I don't know. It's got to be around somewhere.
Have you seen his eyes? He's got that wild look about him, isn't he?
Yeah. I know.
Totally deranged.
Oh, wait, like I say, he's nuts. He's just crazy. Do you want me to play it? It's only like it's less than a minute long.
Yes, this was, before I got to explain, ladies and gentlemen, before the English Defence League was told that we wouldn't be allowed to demonstrate, or we were only allowed a static demonstration at Tower Hamlets. At the time, George Galloway made this famous speech about, Kel, go ahead and we'll have a quick chat about it afterwards, and we'll tell you the conclusion, what actually happened.
Okay, here we go.
Take a look around you, boys. Take a look around you at this crowd. If you dare touch a hijab on a Muslim woman's head, if you dare touch the hair on the beard of a Muslim man in Tower Hamlets, you will have to fight your way through 10,000 dead bodies, folks. Thank you very much indeed. This is why I believe that we should be brave enough to come. And I said to you before that it's not up to the police to decide when we march, where we march, and how we march. But we work with the people.
There you go.
Totally.
Like you say, that was building up to our demonstration at Tower Hamlets, which we was told that it was banned by the Home Secretary, scared of what was going to be, what they thought was going to be, sort of trouble, violence, whatever. Well, guess what? The English Defence League, without the fear of 10,000 dead Muslims lying in front of our feet, we went to Tower Hamlets, we went there, and basically it was supposed to be a static demonstration. Well, I've got my friends told me that they was absolutely knackered at the end of the day. They marched all around London, and actually Tower Bridge, there is a YouTube clip of the EDL marching across Tower Bridge. The police closed the bridge to the traffic. And it was taken up by the English Defence League. And all this about, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. Theresa May said that we wasn't going to do no demonstration. Well, we done it. We marched. We marched around London. So we've all called George Galloway to say all these threats, this, that, and the other. Didn't come to pass. There's video clips out there on YouTube that we came, we saw, we made people aware, and then we went away on our business. So there you go. How about you, Kel?
No, I'm still just I'm still just like giggling over this. It kind of reminds me of this. I don't know if I can find this, bring it up maybe a little bit. It reminds me of this, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, set, Fred. I'm sorry, I was reading that article and that's the thing, that song just popped into it. My head.
And people are talking about painting my toes and all this and that in the chat room. No, I've got my toenails are painted blue. Where I fell asleep the other
They're
night.
They're blue today, are they? Yeah, well, I'm surprised. That's why I was asking you yesterday when you woke up. When you woke up at your desk and it was 4 a.m, I said, what colour are your toenails?
No, that was that the other day when I woke up?
That was the other day at Dana's place, yeah.
Oh, 6:30 I woke up, guys, you know. Well, I took my sleeping medication when I shouldn't have done. And as I say, I was the only one in the chat room. So I've done that too often lately. But yes, I've been...
I've done that before,
blue.
Yeah. I think we've all been there at one point or another.
Yeah. Well, it's my own fault because, you know, I thought, well, I'll be going to bed in a minute, so I thought, well, I'll take my medication like I normally do. And as I say, and the show was well underway. Next minute I know, I was the only one left in the chat room. What's going on? What's happened? Trust me, Kel. Thank goodness I don't do it too often, isn't it? It's all
no,
bad.
Not too often. Better not. No more late nights for you.
No. That's as I say, what was we going to talk about now? Yeah, we've covered so much ground this evening, all things that we were talking. Is there any other stories that we want to cover?
Do you want to remind people of the EDL Manchester March? That's on March 2nd of this year.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. We got one coming up. We got a demonstration, actually, at Cambridge on the 23rd of February, which will be coming to that one, hopefully. And then, as I say, we've got another national demonstration, which is, as I say, is on the 3rd of March. So hopefully we're giving a big shout out there for people, for our members, our patriots, for these next couple of sort of demonstrations. We've got one in Cambridge, which is like a regional sort of thing. So hopefully we'll have good numbers there. Because don't forget, we are going in the UAF country, so we'd like to see some numbers there to have some have an opposition to that. A lot of the unwashed. Don't forget to wear a breathing mask, an oxygen mask, because as we go past them, like the stench is so bad. So just be aware.
You've been warned.
Yeah, you've been warned. Oxygen cylinders and things and for when you march. Actually, it's not going to be a march. It's going to be a static. It's a place that we've got to gather. So we'll be gathered in such a place. It should be interesting day anyway. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Which is not too far away. A couple of weeks. Less than a couple of weeks.
No.
Yeah, about a couple of weeks. And it's just over.
Yeah, they put a promo on YouTube as well.
Oh,
they got a promo on YouTube for the EDL March in Manchester.
There you go. So, yeah, as I say,
and I have it.
Oh, cool. Did you want to play a snippet for the...
Yeah, that's the one I played for you earlier today.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's only a couple of minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll play it for everybody. Yeah, like I say, this is the EDL Manchester for March 2nd, 2013. And this is the promo that they put together for it. It's pretty cool. Take a listen to this.
Do I have anything against people of other races? No. Would I prevent them from coming into my home? No. So what then is my gripe? My gripe is that we were told, not asked. And every day we are told again and again how we are to be and how our country is to be. We're told by them, and we know they are. They're English too. They're the class that has always set themselves apart. They're the class that has always taken whatever they wanted for themselves. And now they are the class that is giving England away. Do we allow them to sell our heritage? Or is it time for us to speak? To refuse them the right to give away our holy, our bountiful, our only England that has nurtured us naked, grown us as the oak? Is it time for us that England know to come yet again and defend our country?
Sick of no one listening to you? Sick of our politicians and their lies? Sick of your culture being attacked? Sick of our country being given away? Sick of pedophile gangs? Sick of terrorism? Sick of the Islamic faction of England? Then come and join us in Manchester and have your voice heard. March 2nd, 2013, defending our culture, no surrender.
Well, there you go. What a great promo. Thanks for the talking over the end of the Kelkus. It was read out, wasn't it? It was on YouTube, but it was read. So read that. You quietened it down. It worked. So once again, thank you for doing that presentation there. So there you go. Actually, that's the second of March. It's the demo in Manchester. It's the about big national of the year, one of the nationals. So, hopefully we'll get some serious numbers on the streets there for that one. So, don't forget, it's your democratic right to freedom, to peacefully assemble and to demonstrate. That is your God-given right. That's what you vote for. That's your vote. That's what it's about. So, you know, if you got it, be there. Be with us. The English Defence League. We need you. This country needs you. Okay. So once again, thanks for that, Kel. As I say that, it's slowly wrapping up the show this evening, isn't it? I couldn't say.
Yeah, we're just about done. Yeah.
Yeah. We're sort of cracked on with all the things. We've had a bit of you. There's some serious, some serious things. We've covered a lot of ground, and it's a good 90 minutes tonight. It was a bit short last night, but as I say, we've got another show coming up Sunday, which hopefully it's going to be a two-hour show. So we will, we'll expand a little bit on Sunday night with different things. We should have some more great articles and things that we'll be discussing. Talking about future demonstrations, with the Cambridge demo coming up, and we will keep highlighting the national demo in Manchester on March the 2nd as well. So we'll be banging our drums, won't we, Kel?
Oh, absolutely. We're red for me.
Okay, Frank's off. Frank, take care. God bless you. See you later, brother. As I say, I've got to thank everybody. Have we got anything to any loose ends that we need just to close up for the evening, Kel? Or was there anything else that we needed to really put out there?
No, it's all good. We got everything covered that we wanted to cover for today. It was great. It was great.
Yeah, it's been a good one. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fan-dabby-dozy. Absolutely superb. Well done. Well done, chaps.
Well done, Blue.
All brothers, sisters, patriots out there, where we might be. Oh, I'm in a funny mood tonight. I'm wearing these funny underpants, you say, and they keep making me laugh.
That's probably all you're wearing, too.
Oh, that's charming, isn't it?
We're going to get out of here before this show's going to be we're going to get a letter. What are we going to get? We're going to get an email from Block Talk Radio that our show is now X-rated.
The host has been inappropriately dressed on the last few occasions, and this is just not on.
Come to our
ladies and gentlemen, we can't have this sort of behavior.
Dear sir and madame, it has come to our attention.
Adam, take care, brother. See you soon, Bob. Yeah, Adam's going as well. Yes, carry on, Kel.
Nope, that's it. We're done.
Okay. Well, once again, I'd like to thank everybody that's been in the chat room this evening. It's been quite a busy chat room. A lot of people chatting away, people coming, people going. God bless you guys. It's always great to see you. And got some familiar faces that's coming in who's regulars to into the chat room as well, aren't we, Kel? And to the show.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, all our listeners out there, wherever you might be, we really, really do appreciate you tuning in to our show. And I enjoy doing the show like Kel does. And we. Things we need to talk about. Sometimes they're a little bit unsavoury, but things have to be said, and that is what we do without worrying about the consequences of what will be said. And that it's just it has to be done, and we are the place that we will speak out against the injustices of. And the way that Christians are being, don't forget, Christians have been persecuted around the world. Christians are dying in the world as well. Mm-hmm. That's something that we will, we'll be talking about. Any cases that we find, that we hear, we will speak about, because that's this is what we're here to speak out about the total wronging of people that's going on throughout this world. And that's what we will continue to do. We will, they don't like it. We will crusade. As we've done since we've been doing the East Anglians EDL radio show. Oh, we will continue to crusade against all these people that want to do us harm in our countries, who wants to change our system to some medieval ideology that we want no part of. We will continue to crusade against political correctness. We will continue to crusade against the human rights, which have been so totally abused all the time. This is our goal. This is our plan. This is what we will continue to go forward. Crusade. Move on. That's what we continue to do. So there you go, Kel. Did you want to cover anything else, or have we done our crusading?
Well, the crusade is on. In my eyes, the crusade is on. It's game on. And, Jeff, like you say, I couldn't agree more with what you say. And I'm telling
they
you,
got their
ladies
jihad,
and gentlemen.
We have our crusades, haven't we, Kel? They like
we
to think they got their global jihad. Well, we've got our crusade against those people. And they hate the word crusade. You know that? They hate the word crusade. So we will continue to use the word crusade.
Of course they do. I think that's one of the very few words that actually intimidate them.
Mm. So we will continue to intimidate. Whether they like the word or not, too bad. If you don't like it,
there you go.
Too bad. So, yeah, we will continue to do as we do. We will continue to speak out and crusade against the injustices and the things, we'll always continue to do what we do, because we know it's the right thing to do, that we go, this is the right thing. And, you know, people like to tune into the East Anglian Zeta radio show to be educated. And we do speak about things that are educational as well, on here, about Islam. So, yeah, this is the place to be, ladies and gentlemen. So, once again, I'd like to thank also Kel, because if it weren't for Kel, we wouldn't have had a show tonight.
I do. Yep, Red Fox is on tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and tonight I am defending the soldiers against the sick war taking place over in the Middle East and why the soldiers need all of our support more than ever.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to be discussing an article about a soldier who was horrified at the prospect of going back to Afghanistan for another deployment. He is just terrified, sickened. He does not want to go. He has seen horrors over there. He does not want to return to that quagmire. So that's pretty much going to be the centerpiece of Red Fox tonight.
Well, that sounds excellent. So please tune in to Kel's Red Fox show this evening, because it's going to be, once again, an interesting show. But before we go, before we close up, I've got to, it's a young person that I'm thinking about at this moment of time, who's in a cell, prison cell, and his name's Tommy Robinson. And I'm going to pay a little tribute to Tommy before we totally wrap the show up for this evening. So my thoughts and my prayers go out to Tommy and his family. God bless you, brother. Bump too long and you'll be home soon. So, you know, March the whatever date is, 27th.
March 7th. As a matter of fact, I think it's March 7th.
I spoke to Dave.
You know better than me. You're over there.
Yeah, I think it's like the 27th. Well, that's the 29th.
Yeah.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy will be, you know, will be released. He'll be, well, there'll be some special things that he's not going to have to get not too much involved with the EDL. But this is for Tommy. I'm going to play this. This is a tribute to Tommy Robinson. So let's play it, and then we'll say goodnight to everybody. We'll play the tune. We'll say goodnight, and then we'll play our theme tune for the scene. So this is a tribute to Tommy Robinson. Let's go.
My name is Tommy Robinson. I'm a leader and spokesman for the English Defence League. I'm 29 years old and I'm living
in England. And it's, again, an issue like this highlights completely the complete two-tier system in this country.
The police said there's no CCTV. There's one, a militant Muslim extremist are burning poppies in the middle of London, and the police are trying to say they've got no camera footage.
You're not listening. That was for my family's safety. Do you not understand that?
Yeah,
and
you
do not understand
that
my family has been home.
You chose to put that picture on your website. I'm asking you why.
All we're doing is telling you how we feel. We're telling you what we see. We're telling you what's happening to our country. We're living side by side with terrorists, Islamists, people who want to completely obliterate our way of life and our culture and convert this country into an Islamic state.
And we can say, just look at the statistics for prisons. 4% of this country is Islamic. Yet 12% of the jails are Islamic.
So we condemn all violence. There's nothing extreme about us. You just introduced us as far right.
Yeah.
What sort of far right organisation is the Jewish division, a lesbian and gay division, a Sikh division, a Hindu division?
Yeah.
There's nothing far right about our organisation.
So far, but I can talk. And I can strike a nerve with every single working class community in this country.
Let's talk about Sharia law.
We'll stand united as a united front against Islamism and Islamism. Because everyone in Europe has had enough.
We do not just want justice. We demand justice.
Make this short and sweet. We've just finished our meetings. We'll discuss loads of stuff anyway. But
that's it. Because I believe it has to have working class speakers involved at the top of it to understand how people feel at the bottom.
Well, there you go. It had to be done. tribute to Tommy Robinson there, and of course the leader of the English Defence League. I'd like to once again thank Kel for the great work putting the slides together, putting little snippets into the show this evening, for all the hard work she does in the background there to put a get a show, and of course to all everybody that's listening to the chat room this evening, thank you guys. It's always a blessing to see you there, and not forgetting our great listening audience, and not forgetting all the divisions, the East Anglians, the Ipswich Division, Colchester, wherever you might be, whatever divisions, the Bromley Division. God bless you guys. Keep up the good work. Recruit. Carry on the fight. With that, for myself, Kel, a.k.a. Red Fox, good night. Take care. Stay safe. God bless you all. And not forgetting, no surrender. No surrender. Ever. Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, Dr. Rob.
People might say my life is in a rut. I'm quite happy with what I got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your five brigades. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course I don't mind. My media attempt was for Tommy Frank. And the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing. Pleasure as a hate me, I've been enough already on my face. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging through your facts. Here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leader to place your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
Show count. We're almost right up there.
Yeah.
So, but once again, I'd like to thank you as well for the slides that you put in on the show this evening. It's been a great evening anyway. But hopefully, if I don't fall asleep, that is, I'll catch you on your show a little bit later on this evening. I've got a bit of an headache. So I've had a little bit of an headache. It's been coming the last port for 20 minutes.
It is so late for you guys over there in England. I take absolutely no offense if I don't see you guys there, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning, boss, for you.
Well, we'll see. If I get shot off my headache and I'll just relax and that and hopefully, because, you know, I always watch a little bit of telly on a Friday anyway, so hopefully, and I've got my head clear, I will catch the show for one this morning, should I say, and if I don't, I will catch it in the archives. I've got to go to town tomorrow, so it'll probably be in the afternoon, actually.
It's the beauty of archives. That's what I do when I listen to Iggy, because, Iggy, she's taping her show pretty much the same time I'm taping mine. The next morning, I put on Iggy. There you go.
So, that's always good. There's plenty of other shows. Yeah, there's quite a few shows around about the Red Fox show, isn't there, the same time as well. So, but anyway, everybody, tune in to Kel's show this later on this evening. Great show. And Kel likes to get down and all. And she likes to pump her disc now and again, don't you?
Yeah, I'm on a rant tonight again, too. I'm on another rant.
So there
rant.
You go. Anybody who hasn't heard Kel on a rant, you are missing it. I just love it when she bangs the desk.
I'm very nice and sweet here, though. I'm a nice, sweet person here on East Anglians. It's the Red Fox you have to watch out for. And she does bite.
Anyway, Kel, I better close the show
down. Yep, we're done.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, listeners. God bless you all. Take care. Stay safe. And not forgetting, no surrender. No surrender. Ever. Till Sunday.
Ever.
Good night, guys. Night, Kel.
Good night, everybody.